If he can lift something, big, heavy sack of grain or something, you say, my, he's really
strong.
Okay, and somebody who's very easy to get along with, as you might say, he's a very...
I like him because he's easy to get along with.
Okay. And what about somebody who just, maybe a boy in his teens, who's just real, maybe always falling over his feet? How would you say it? He's so...
clumsy.
Okay. And if somebody is always doing something that just doesn't make sense, you might say about him, oh, that...
Rat boy is awful.
Okay, you have just a word for him. He's a real...
bad boy.
Okay. And what about somebody who just won't spend any money at all? What would you call him?
He gets stingy.
Okay. You ever use tightwad? Hear another word, tightwad, for somebody that doesn't spend? No, just stingy. What about... if you can, if somebody asks about something and it's just can be found anywhere, you say, well, that's real.
Easy to find. Look behind you. It's easy. That's it. Where it is on the
table
there.
Okay. And something that's not unusual at all is very, very common. Did you say common?
Common, yes, sir.
Or do you ever use that about a person? If you ever say she's a real common person or he's a real common person?
Yes, and sometimes.
And does that mean that that they're just plain everyday folks?
Yes, and the same thing every day.
Okay. In other words, it's complimentary. It doesn't mean that they're trashy or anything like that.
No.
Just if you say she's just somebody you enjoy, just every day, very...
the same thing every day.
Okay. All right, if there's a man, let's say, approaching 100 or some such, but he's still very active and doesn't show his age and still likes, is interested in everything, how would you...